When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I can see Andrew's trying to get Alderwoman Emma Mitz on the phone. I think one of her complaints about ShotSpotter is I think that she did not find out from the mayor himself, like she did not hear from his office or his staff that he was eliminating it. And in the articles I read, she said it would have been nice to had that heads up. Looks like she's calling in now, Andrew, so maybe you can grab her there. So it's up for debate. Everybody has some form of an opinion about ShotSpotter. Mayor Brandon Johnson plans to get rid of ShotSpotter in Chicago. Nearly all of the Alder people representing the neighborhoods where people are most likely to be shot still want this gunshot detection system, but it does not come without controversy. Thank you for joining us, Alderwoman Emma Mitz. We appreciate your time this afternoon. So is part of that the problem? Like, you didn't, how did you find out that he was going to eliminate ShotSpotter?
I think he made an announcement.
Like the rest of us. Well, you found out probably
like
through the media.
The rest of us, right.
Yeah.
We wasn't given any notice on that. You know, other than what he had campaigned on, we hadn't heard anything about it since.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden.
And for people who aren't familiar with all the wards of Chicago, tell them what neighborhoods are in your ward, the 37th ward.
So in the 37th ward, I have the Austin community, I have the West Humboldt Park community, and I also have part of Hermosa area within the 37th ward, which goes from Primary Pulaski to Central Avenue, from Madison Street to Grand Avenue.
A lot of those neighborhoods struggle with violence every day.
You know, the whole thing about the ShotSpotter was, folks had stopped calling the police. So there was a lack of trust way back. The reason why the ShotSpotter became a place, nobody would call the police. And if they did, then the police would come to their home and folks got fearful. So no crime was being reported. That's why ShotSpotters are the tool now for the eyes for the police. They're still not calling police.
That's interesting. I get that because if you call the police on your neighbor and the police show up at your house, then they know who called the cops.
And right, nobody trusts. The lack of trust fell down, and the ShotSpotters are waiting for the police to at least have some type of intel for the community to try to help keep us safe.
So without ShotSpotter, people aren't calling the cops, and obviously...
No. You're not.
So you're for it, and
absolutely. I don't want to, unless you're going to tell me what you're going to put there. Don't leave me without anything, because I want to be able to know that some shooting occur, somebody going to call the police, or the police going to show up.
And what happened at the city council meeting today?
My colleagues, DNP, the ordinance, I think it was... Lopez and David Moore, maybe Lospato, or one of them, DNP. Anyway, we had to come back Friday to for the hear it again.
And how many?
That means deferred and published, just so the public could know what the DNP. They deferred and published, and we could no longer discuss it.
Steve, did I hear you have a question?
Alderwoman, has the mayor reached out to you personally to try to change your mind?
No, I don't expect for him to either. You know, I don't think he really is concerned about how we think. He's more concerned about his commitment and his promise as to
what's going to happen if he does eliminate it and most of the Alder people are firmly against it.
Well. Then the blood and whatever happened out there be on his hands. That's, I mean, we can't. He's still the mayor.
How many times has ShotSpotter gone off in your ward? Do you have any idea how many times a day?
Every shooting that occurs is the ShotSpotter. Anybody that gets shot all day long, three police districts, each one of say ShotSpotter's alert. Even up to the shooting last week, the one that happened on Madison, every day. It's been for the last, ever since 2012 when they put the ShotSpotter in.
Okay, but Alder, what about the idea that people say that the police come racing into your neighborhood and the neighborhoods are over-policed, they're looking for bad news because they...
No, we ain't over-policed, we under-policed. They're not over-policed.
You think you need more police presence?
Yes, yes. The police have to, they come because you got to know our police officer also has to be aware of everybody have guns. So they be very careful when they come. They want to come with some force. You just can't go and you don't know what you're going into. So I get that. But for a policeman just to be up and down the block in the area, like we used to have the neighborhood police, no, we don't have that anymore. No, we don't. You might see a police officer when there's something going on.
It's a gang issue, isn't it?
Yeah, people don't even call the police no more. I mean, they'll call. Who calls 911? I wish you folded that and just see what... Because we don't get that 911 information in the office.
You can't get information on how many calls to 911 are made from your ward or your neighborhood?
We don't get the reports on a regular basis. We have to put in a request for it. It ain't like they're going to just give it to us. We have to ask for that information. We have the technology to just look in there for 311, but not 911.
Alderman Mitts, how do you feel about the mayor? How do you feel about the decisions he's making like this one basin?
I want him to know that in the business of being a public service, you have to build. You don't decrease. It's like addition, add. So that means you got to open up to everyone. Everyone is important. I would like to see him be more open to listen to ideas from all over the city. And I would like for him not to just take a side, because you never know. Be open to listen to all sides. You got to. It's very difficult being a mayor, I'm sure, but you got to represent all of Chicago, and that's what I like to see happen.
Well,
represent
it's
all of Chicago.
It's interesting that he wants to do away with ShotSpotter, but then said, "Well, I'll keep it through the Democratic National Convention." So if there's a need for it, then there's a need for it.
Right?
Yep, so that's what it is.
You can't go down that line. That doesn't make sense.
I really appreciate you taking the time to join us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Have a good
You're
day.
You're welcome.
She's got a tough job. Those are some tough neighborhoods, the 37th Ward. I get why she wants it in her neighborhood. Interesting that no one will call 911 anymore. All right, coming up next, Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.